Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. I'm Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. I want to say thanks for joining me this morning as I continued my discussion and my dialogue on women's mental health and physical health wellness. This is a part of my International Women's Day celebration, and we are looking at celebrating the accomplishments of women in my group, Women in Business, and women across the globe who have taken up entrepreneurship as a vocation, and women who are forging a livelihood through it, supporting their families, themselves, and their communities. And so today I am continuing the discussion on women's mental health and physical health wellness. And my guest today is none other than Vivian D. Guzman, who is a multi-modality healer. She's a holistic physical therapist and energy clearing specialist. She's also the director of Transformational Wellness, International and Educational and Healing Center. Guzman has over 20 years' experience in the area of holistic physical therapy. And this morning, she's my guest, and she's here to shed some light, to share some information, to enlighten us as to how we should look at our mental health and physical health wellness, and what are some things that we can do to prevent ourselves from becoming sick. So this morning, without saying more, I would like to welcome Vivian. Hi, Vivian. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Dr. Cheryl. Thanks for inviting me this morning.
You're welcome, and it's a pleasure to have you. And I'm looking forward to our chat, I have to call it. And I'm really happy that you can join me this morning, because I know we have a sort of a bit of a time difference. It's very early there for you this morning. It's about 8 o'clock. I know it's really hard because you also have your family to take care of. And so I want to say thanks for taking the time out from your busy schedule to join me and to share with my audience your information regarding, you know, how we can better take care of our mental and physical health wellness. Okay, then. So can you introduce yourself, Vivian, and, you know, share with us, you know, what area of alternative care you are involved in, and what is the name of your business, the nature of your business, and who are your clients?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yes, everyone, my name is Vivian F. D. Guzman. My clients actually call me human MRI, as I'm able to see their anatomy and energy in 3D or 5D. And I have been a physical therapist quite a while now, I think 24 years. And my practice just evolved into what we most people call energy clearing or energy healing, because most of my clients initially were, I got involved with treating a lot of cancer clients, those with lymphedema or swelling of their arms and legs, and those with fibromyalgia or severe headaches that nobody else can figure out, you know, migraines and things like that. So I'm always challenged by and fascinated by multiple aches and pains that's presented to me. And I love researching, what else can I do to make them better? Because I always think of the saying by Confucius, "What you, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you." And so all of the things that I've done has revolved around that principle. And I'm thinking, what if I'm the one who had that kind of pain? What would I do?
Yeah.
Because I would love to meet a practitioner that actually treats the whole being. Physical, emotional, mental, psychological, psychic, and spiritual side of a person. And so my practice evolved into that because of it. And so my clients now actually involve about 40 to 60-year-old women business owners who are, like, stressed and overwhelmed. They may be in transition in life as far as business, work, or relationship, and they need some kind of help in resolving any kind of pain, stress, even money aches and pains, so to speak.
So thank you for your introduction. And so what led you to become involved in this vocation? In my research preparing for this this radio summit, I have found that a lot of women or a lot of people who get into the area of alternative care or holistic medicine or holistic care got involved because they have had some personal experience where they themselves or somebody that they knew was or required the care. And as a result, they decided, you know what, I like this area and I'm going to study it because I want to help people. So what, you know, what was it? Why did you get into this vocation? What was responsible for getting you in this area of holistic, you know, caring for people holistically?
Right. So back in 2006, I had my fourth child, and that was my first C-section. And at that time, I was working for a big HMO, and I was a senior physical therapist responsible for, again, multitasking a lot of things. I did notice that, so there was a tremendous increase of stress in my life at that time because I was thinking about, I think that's when the time my sole purpose had been, you know, I'm being called to do something else. But I noticed that a lot of times when we have some major difficulties or sickness or health challenge, that's when we really look at ourselves. And so I was looking at myself because I just had a C-section. My boss called me to go back to work immediately, like not within the time frame that I planned to go back. And so having a kid who's a preemie, who's still in NICU, and then my boss is calling me, when are you going to go back to work? And I was thinking at that time of opening my own private practice. And so, as you notice, there's like multiple things going on, right? And I had a what they call a warning sign for of a stroke, like a TIA. So I suddenly woke up with I'm kind of dizzy, and I was I couldn't see well, and my balance was off. I was about to go to the bathroom that morning, and I noticed my right arm and my right leg act kind of weird, like funny. Well, I know what a stroke is because I'm treating a lot of those in the clinic. I was treating them a lot, and so I said, oh, my gosh, I think I'm having some kind of episode. And so the first thing was panic, but then I said, okay, calm down. You know how to figure this out. And then I realized that's what I was having. And so I called a lot of my physical therapist friends, and I said, hey, what do they do in the hospital if you actually go to ER and you're having these symptoms? And they said, no, they're going to observe you before they give you a treatment. And so in my head, I'm like, well, I'm going to be dead by then or paralyzed. And so I decided to go to my friend who actually knows holistic therapy. And at that time, she was practicing what we call integrative manual therapy. So it's a combination of techniques that we do, like organ mobilization. We're able to palpate or feel the body, the organs, you know, the circulation, and see what's going on. Yeah. And she did confirm to me, she said, you have a big bleed in your head. And so I was like that for about 3 weeks. That my I have what we call a flexion synergy pattern on the right side, and my right arm and right leg were numb. I couldn't feel.
Okay.
And so that was a huge warning sign for me to reconsider what I was doing in my life. What's really important, because if your energy level, right, and your ability to think at that time is very short span, well, you got to really prioritize what's important in your life. And that's when the big changes occurred. And I had to learn how to do breathing and control my stress level in a natural way because I didn't like medication. So I had to really, really look at myself and say, hey, if you want to live, well, not disabled, but live a very productive life doing what you love, then I got to do something else. So it led me to that energy healing and exploring the different modalities so I can figure out what's the cause of that problem that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how are you since having that episode in around 2006, 2007? How have you been after that?
great. So I got rid of all the medication. Because, you know, initially they give you a lot of medications, right? To control everything. And that was also medication from the C-section because they couldn't control, you know, your blood pressure and everything like that. So now I'm pretty healthy, lots of energy. My endurance is great. I still have four kids, a husband, and a business that I'm running. And so I'm extremely healthy, I can say.
Well, I'm glad that you share that with me, because I found that a lot of people, as you were saying, to once we are in a place where we have to deal with adversity, we come out of that experience where we are transformed in a sense, and we tend to make decisions that are, you know, to put us in a different direction. We often take on another job, we get into other area of studies, and, you know, we are able to get into other areas of work where we find more joy and more happiness and more purpose. And so things do happen for us to change, but and when it happens, you know, once we follow it and we identify what's happening and we pursue it, we are able to make the right changes, I think, in our lives. So thank you, Vivian, for sharing your personal experience also. And can you share with us some of the care modalities or treatment that you practice with your clients?
Sure. So what I wanted to introduce to your clients is I mentioned the six different bodies. So what I've learned is there's a physical aspect to a person, and usually when we're very busy, we don't normally take care of ourselves, right? So on my assessment, I have to really look at, okay, is this person coming to me, even if they have a shoulder pain, is this really a physical pain? Because it can be emotional, like it may be coming from the heart, right? It can be coming from the liver. It could be coming from they're so busy in their head, you know, their brain is just kind of overwhelmed and stressed. So is it physical? So then I would apply a physical modality. So we talked about the integrative manual therapy. So if it's an organ dysfunction, then I would mobilize that organ. And or is it emotional? So if it's an emotional dysfunction, then it could be emotional freedom technique, or I've actually learned what they call the Nambudripad allergy elimination technique, and identifying what the emotional allergy is related to that food, let's say the person is reacting to.
Yeah.
But could it be mental, meaning they have a lot of negative thoughts in their heads, and that could have come from their parents, from media, from the people they mingle with? And do they need a change in mindset? So that's mental. Psychological just means they have triggers. You know how you just see someone or something and then you just react. And that's usually a combination of emotional and mental. Now, psychic energies are not what people think of them sometimes as like voodoo stuff, but psychic energies could be other people's energies that they occupy your body or your energy field. In other words, if you get triggered by a certain person every single time, like you get angry all the time, there might be some parts of psychic energy in you that is responding to that person. So psychic energy just means other people's energies. So it could be your mother, your father that's still controlling basically your energy field. And then spiritual is what we call... it's not always religious, but it could be the connection to divine source, to the universe, and your soul purpose. Like, what are you supposed to do in this life? that if you're not doing it, actually every single part of your body actually gets misaligned. So a healthy person is really someone that has an alignment and a clarity of all those different bodies. So you've heard people say theta healing, you know, where they heal your soul at a very deep level. So I do that too.
Yeah.
And because I do multiple modalities at the same time, sometimes depending on what bag of tricks am I supposed to do to help this person, then I assess what's needed, and then I bring in the tools that I need. And I coined it actually as transformational energetics wellness, because I don't know what kind of present I'm going to get when a client comes in. So that's the exciting part is,
How have you coined the approach that you use?
Transformational energetics wellness. Because I want them to be well. Yes. And then, like I said, I probably use five, six different modalities, and even the Chinese energetics medicine, right? Wherein you really look at the whole energy system and move energies that are not of your highest good. So I just put it all together to help a client really transform very fast. So as you can imagine, of course it's fast, because you're not going to give Tylenol to a person if they have a stomach ache, right? So if it's a physical problem, a physical modality is needed. But if it's a psychic problem, you cannot give Tylenol. You're going to just mess up the person's liver and stomach.
Well, thanks for, you know, clarifying, you know, the different, I would say, holistic approach that you use. And it's, you know, it's well extended, it's broad, and it's interesting, the things that you look at. And it's relevant when I listen to what you were saying. And so I hope that my audience listening it will, you know, be informed and at least be educated. There's a lot that you have just said there that they can ask a lot of questions in order to, you know, better understand their own mental health and physical health wellness. So I'd like to continue with my next question. And my next question is, why is it important for women, particularly women in business, to be concerned with their medical health and physical health and wellness?
Well, because without your healthy body and your healthy mind, you really can't do anything. And here the importance of self-care. I know most of us are really, we were raised to care for others. And we always heard this from our parents, our grandparents: take care of everybody else. It's better to give than to receive. That is great if your energy is completely full. If you're empty, you're running on no gas, right? I mean, are you going to drive your car without a gas? I'm sure you're not going to go that far. You can have a little surge of adrenaline. That's why a lot of women gain weight, because they're just pushing beyond their limit and trying to multiply themselves, you know, with the kids and the husband and the business. The business is another baby on its own that has multiple functions. So self-care is important. If you are not healthy, how are you going to function? Impossible.
You cannot function. Well, yes, we do, you know, society, true society, we believe that as women, we are expected to do all the various roles and responsibilities that are all allocated to us. We believe that we must do all of them, and we also believe that we must do them at a very high level of performance. And in addition to our roles as wives and as mothers and as caregivers to our parents and to our elders, and, you know, the role that we play in our community overall, together, if we have to run a business, does take a toll on us. And most of us, you know, we are prone to getting burnout. And when we do get burnout, if we are not able to prevent, if we are not able to prevent that, or we don't look at it in a sort of proactive way, we do get burnout. And once you get burnout, you get sick. And if you get sick and you don't have anybody else to take up the management of your business, your business
right.
could fail. And so it's
mm-hmm.
important that I think, yes, we look at our health and wellness and be proactive about it. And again, as
right.
you say, we are expected to do all the roles, but we need to learn things like how to delegate some of the roles and responsibilities that we have in our lives as businesswomen, and so that
right.
we don't do everything, and as a result, we will not get burnout. And so
right.
I think it's, you know, I like the topic that we are discussing today, and I so far I really appreciate what you are sharing with my audience. And so the
Thank
other
you.
Question that I have is, is there any, what can you recommend for women that they can use personally, what they can use
mm-hmm.
personally to on an ongoing basis to find a balance between a mental health and physical health wellness so that you can
okay.
remain healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually to do the things that she has to do in her life?
So the first thing is really, I guess the first thought that I would recommend to them is tell themselves, tell the women out there,
mm-hmm.
that you are important. Because they are important. We are important.
Yeah.
Because we are the center of your household, right? You're
yeah.
the light of the house. Because
yeah.
I noticed this when I was sick and stressed out, my kids were also stressed and they were always sick. I had to take them to the doctor a lot in the past when they were little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my observation after I've aligned my bodies, basically, is that when I am feeling great, I don't have a lot of emergencies around me.
Yeah. yeah.
So the first thing I had to do is really set aside time for myself. Now, when you say set aside time, what does that mean? Because people say, well, I'm so busy, I don't have time for that. Either wake
yeah.
up in the morning and do just very deep breathing, and I do my own meditation like 1 to 2 hours a day, and that's not
yeah.
straight. Sometimes it's just, 1 hour in the morning and then 1 hour at night. Very
mm-hmm.
deep breaths. When we say deep breaths, it's about 6 to 10 seconds in through your nose and out through your nose. That stimulates your parasympathetic system, so it calms your system down. So when
yeah.
you start your day like that, that you are balanced and centered, the whole day tends to just flow well. So that's
yeah.
one very important thing. So their routine may be different. All of us are different, right? So if you can only start for 10 minutes, please start with 10 minutes. You know, they don't have to do 1 hour immediately. It's a practice.
Yeah.
It's just practicing taking care of yourself on a daily
yeah.
basis.
And
then the second one I've done really is to really have an intentional schedule for the week.
Okay.
So if I designate, for example, because remember stress and relaxation ratio, it's supposed to be 1:1, but people actually stress themselves out, and then when they crash and they need to take care of their body, that's the time they actually do. Sometimes it's too late. Prevention is better
yeah.
than cure. So
True.
I remember when I designated Monday through Sunday is Wednesday is my day. It was difficult initially to do that. I always like squeeze patients in initially.
Yeah.
And then I would feel guilty because you made an agreement with yourself that you were going to do it and then you actually didn't. So
yeah.
I started really enforcing that relaxing day, you know, just for me
mm-hmm.
day. It could be that's my massage day, or it could be I just want to walk all around the
yeah.
beach or nature. So they need to designate what it is that makes them feel good. It feeds their soul. It calms down their mind. So it could
okay,
be a massage, right? A reflexology, acupuncture, whatever it is that they feel good.
Yeah.
They do that.
Okay, then. So thanks for sharing. And one of my biggest problems is time. I wish I had more time for my show. But one of the questions, and quickly if you can answer this, how important is support to one's treatment?
Oh, very, very important. Because sometimes we expect our family to actually do the support, right? Or
yeah.
maybe we're looking for them to do the support, but it's not
yeah.
always the same case. And I'm sure as you grow and you expand as a woman, because business really pushes you beyond your limits. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of you can relate. Because you're, you know, if you don't know a skill, like if you don't know how to sell something, then you have to learn that. If you don't know how to be confident, then you have to learn that. So as far as support, if your spouse or your children don't really give you the support that you need, then you do need to really give yourself that self-care time. Because if you're 100% full and you're not lacking anything, you're not lacking love, just within yourself, you're going to find out that they will actually turn around. And what we do, I think that's why we're women, we network with each other. You find like-minded people that actually would support you. Because in your household, if you're not getting supported, we'll find it somewhere else. You know, don't bend your head against something that doesn't move. Because once you put your focus on the things that bother you, that's going to get bigger. So I always tell people, feel good first. Feel good. Fill yourself up with love, with divine blessings, because you'll find it somewhere else. You don't need to find it there immediately. So women that have that are lucky. But if you don't have it, find it somewhere else.
In one word, what advice will you give to women in business to deal with their mental health and physical health wellness? What can you say to them in a minute?
Alignment. I think it's alignment.
Alignment.
So, alignment of all those six bodies, physical, emotional, mental, psychological, psychic, spiritual. And one other concept that we were discussing, my friend and I, this weekend is because we are noticing the increasing consciousness and awareness of a lot of people right now. And as you mentioned, because the conflict is we, every single person, men and women, have a male and a female side. Our female side is the left side, and our male side is the right side. And this is based on Chinese medicine. So it's not like you're a woman, you're supposed to do this. Because once you put yourself in that box, then, of course, you have to be congruent with that decision that that's all you can do. But that's not what's happening now. We're being pushed to actually go beyond that. And so now, as a woman, we used to not make money, right? We're just at home taking care of kids in the household. So now, as you bump up, right, your frequency goes up, the men sometimes are getting insecure because of that expansion. So it's a different agreement. It's a different conversation. And the more you can communicate with your spouse or your partner, you're able to resolve the conflicts by understanding now that you are in two different places, because nothing stays the same. So alignment... And congruency, you know, like when you decide you're going to do that, do that.
Okay, then. So, Vivian, I want to say thank you very much. Time is upon me, and I want to say thanks for joining me. Thanks for sharing your knowledge, your experience as an alternative care provider. And you have been, I think, very, very, very professional in your responses to my question. And I hope that my audience listening will find the interview this morning to be very informative and educational and hopefully very enlightening. I hope what is said here this morning on the days before today as I continued the radio summit on women's health and physical health wellness, I hope that women are able to integrate some of what they hear on this summit. So thank you again,
Dr. Cheryl,
again for joining me.
You're welcome. Dr. Cheryl, may I share a free gift to your audience?
Yes, you can.
Yes. If they go to yourfinancialbreakthrough.com, I actually am giving them a free ebook because I notice money is usually the issue when it comes to women in business. These will give you the 7 simple secrets to unleash your money magnet and really go beyond that.
Okay, then. So can I get it? What's the link again? What's it?
Go to yourfinancialbreakthrough.com. It's a free ebook.
Okay, then. So thank you very much for sharing that ebook, because I think it's knowledge and information that as women in business we do need, because yes,
yes.
Finance is one of our biggest problems. And so
yes.
I just have to end my show now.